The Dean Richards Sox Park Hot Dog Joint and Entertainment Desk is now open, sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design. Good morning, Dean.
Yeah, Bob, I have no hot dogs today. I took a beating with my hot dogs from last week because I dared to do specialty hot dog toppings. And Chicago traditionalists do not like when you put anything except mustard, onion, relish, sport peppers. Never mind all this fancy stuff that you're putting on there, Richards.
Well,
so today, because we're out in Lot B outside of Guaranteed Rate Field, where you can do tailgating. I'm doing tailgating food today. I've got Italian that I'm making. I've got pizzas, sweet and sour shrimp that I'm going to do, some pulled pork tacos, some an invention that I created called brat kebab. It's like a bratwurst, except you make it like a shish kebab.
Mm.
So we're going to feature that all morning long here today.
Well, yeah, a good idea that you didn't try those fancy-dancy hot dogs on the south side, because if they almost ran you out of town in Wrigleyville, they would have been tougher there around Guaranteed Rate Field.
I don't know. I mean, the menu, when you go inside Guaranteed Rate Field, the menu is, you know, it's quite diverse.
Yeah, it is.
So,
it's eclectic.
You know, they might be up for it here, but, you know, I'm all about peace, love, and harmony, especially when it comes to hot dogs.
Let's talk about the Batman news. This is pretty cool.
Yeah, this is unprecedentedly fast that they're going to be putting the Batman on a streaming service. They just announced that the Caped Crusader will be coming to HBO Max starting next Monday, and then it'll be just on good old regular HBO on the 23rd. So if you went to the theater to see this three-hour epic, now you can watch it at home, pause it, go get something to eat, go to the bathroom, go do whatever you want with but it is the biggest movie of the year so far. It's one of the biggest movies of the past couple of years. And now if you didn't want to go to the theaters before, now you'll be able to see it on HBO Max starting on Monday.
Let's get to the Larry David announcement. This is good news for Curb fans.
Also big news, because this show is still going strong, in my opinion. I love it. Curb Your Enthusiasm yesterday, Larry David announced that there will be a 12th season. They had a little get-together of the cast to, you know, promote the show. And Larry surprised everybody by announcing that there would be another season of the show. The thing with Curb Your Enthusiasm is you never know. When Larry David decides he wants to make the announcement, he makes the announcement.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knows in advance when that's going to happen, including Jeff Garland, who is one of the executive producers of the whole thing. But there will be a season 12. They haven't announced when they're going to start filming it or when that'll be on the air yet, but good news for Curb fans.
And now for the breaking baby news of the day.
Yeah, this is a very interesting Instagram that came out yesterday from Britney Spears, in which she announced that she and her, as she called him, her husband, are expecting their first child together. The boyfriend, Sam Asghari, who has been dating her for the past 5 years now, said that she was feeling what she called food pregnant. So she went and got a test, learned, according to her Instagram, that she is having a baby. There has been no other outside confirmation of either being married or being pregnant. But according to Britney Spears, she is both. So this is, another first for her since her conservatorship ended that she lived under for 13 years, in which her finances, all of her health decisions, her financial condition, everything was controlled by her father, including, in this conservatorship, birth control.
Mm-hmm.
She was forced to be on birth control. So this is another step for independence for Britney.
Mm-hmm. Glad she's getting her life back. Country Music Television put on a big show in Nashville last night, didn't they?
Yeah, this was the CMT Awards, Country Music Television, where fans vote for their favorite country music videos. And the video of the year went to Carrie Underwood and Jason Aldean for their song, If I Didn't Love You. They also won for Collaborative Video of the Year. This is the 10th time now that Carrie Underwood has won Video of the Year to go along with her other 25 CMT Music Video Awards that she has. Miranda Lambert won Female Video of the Year for her song, If I Was a Cowboy. Cody Johnson won Male Video of the Year for his song, Till You Can't. The duo slash group Video of the Year went to Maddie and Tay's Woman You Got. And there were some amazing performances on the show last night as well, including the Judds reuniting for their first major award show performance in 20 years. They came on and sang their song, Love Can Build a Bridge, one of their classics. So for fans of country music, there was a lot of great TV last night.
Yeah, I was very disappointed. My favorite video, Half of My Hometown, Kelsey Ballerini, did not win for Video of the Year. I'm very upset about that.
Yeah, she also yesterday tested positive for COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
And she was supposed to host the show with Anthony Mackie from Captain America from the Marvel movies, but she tested positive yesterday, so she co-hosted the show remotely with Anthony Mackie, and Kane Brown, the country singer, joined Anthony Mackie on stage to host the show last night. Big hoedown on CBS last night. It's like back in the days when you could watch Beverly Hillbillies and Green Acres at Eco Junction.
Let me tell you something, Kelsey Ballerini, if that's how you look when you have COVID, maybe I won't get that booster after all.
Oh, no. Now, wait a minute. I think Dr. Moats might have something to say. Kevin Moats might have something to say about that. She is very, very attractive, though. You know who else I saw? Speaking of country music stars, singer, oh gosh, now I'm completely blanking on her name. Leanne Rimes. Mm-hmm. Leanne Rimes was on a talk show the other day. I think she was on The View. She was co-hosting on The View the other day and talking about how she pretty much has lived her entire life on a stage, and how difficult it was, and in many ways how damaging that it was for her. How she survived it. And I was just thinking, I remember Leanne Rimes coming on Bob Collins' show when she was like 13, 14 years old, something like that, just first starting. And now all these years later, she's out and about again.
Yeah, and those country people, they are the nicest people. They never change, always down to earth. Dean Richards at Guaranteed Rate Field will let you get back to your cooking. A word, though, if you see him today, he is not food pregnant. Just wanted to point that out.
I don't even know what that means. I'm not 100% sure what that means.
Have fun.
I may look like it because I'm going to be eating a lot of food out here.
Holy cow!
Talk to you tomorrow.
Wait a minute.